The Aiken County Private Woodlands Committee Winter Tour is Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 4:30 at the McGregor Community Center. The tour is called Taking a New Look at My Land. There's a small fee for the day that includes lunch, coffee, cookies, bus tour, and handouts. In the morning, there are some talks going on, and one of the people speaking there is Troy Holcomb from the Minnesota DNR. He's going to talk about resources, and he's here to tell us more about what's going on December 7th. Troy, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about this Woodlands Committee.
Yeah, so the Aiken County Private Woodlands Committee was formed back in 1985. It's a group of local foresters and wildlife biologists who recognize that almost half the forest in our area of Minnesota is privately owned. And for the good of everybody in Minnesota, we wanted to provide help and assistance to those landowners to make smart decisions when they manage their land.
This looks pretty interesting because part of what you'll be talking about is how, you know, it's not just about our own land, but it's connected to everything in the world, really.
Right. Yeah. So often boundaries in nature don't really follow, land ownership lines or political boundaries. So the decisions and the actions we take on our land can have effects across the state and even across the country. When you look at us being part of the Mississippi Headwaters, and how we manage our forests has a big impact on the quality of water in our lakes and rivers, and that affects a lot of people across the country.
So, Troy, if I were, and I own about 40 acres, what's one thing that you would advise me or one thing that you would show me about sort of making the best of the land that I have?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think a great first step for people that own land would be to get a forest stewardship plan, which you get to meet on site with a forester, and the end product is you get a plan developed for your land with specific recommendations on how you can manage it better to keep the trees healthy, make the wildlife habitat better, and accomplish your goals at the same time.
And if I'm not mistaken, those of us who have this designation, we get a little tax break as a result as well.
Yep, that's a great question too. So if you get a forest stewardship plan, there are two different tax programs that you'd become eligible for to kind of help incentivize you to practice good forest management on your property. And that's one of the things that we'll be discussing at our workshop on Saturday. It should be a great opportunity for people to both meet foresters and learn more about the resources and programs available to them to use on their land. So another great example would be maybe you have some ideas of things you'd like to do. We have a cost-share program available where we'll help you design a project and figure out the steps you need to take to implement it, and then we'll also share in the cost of that project.
Well, those are pretty strong incentives for people to get involved. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Yep. I mean, for the most part, if people are willing to learn more about their land and take action, there's help out there. And this workshop would be a great first step in finding out more specifically what's right for them.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest, I won't say obstacles, it's maybe one of the biggest chores that you have, is to let the public know that that there are plans out there, that there are foresters out there, that there are people out there who can help you make decisions about your land, and there's even a little bit of money available if you want to tap into that resource to help you get to your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yep, well put. That's exactly right. There's foresters all around Minnesota that can meet with you on your land and help you determine the next best steps to take to keep it healthy and productive and help you meet your goals.
Troy, I wonder if you could, you mentioned that there's help for if you want a project, if you want to work on something on your land. What's an example of a project? What do you mean by that?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind, because I'm a forester, is planting trees. So it's not just as simple as buying some trees and sticking them in the ground. There's a lot of things you can do to make it a more successful project. It could be controlling invasive species. There are just so many great examples. And the best way to kind of figure that out is to meet on your land with a forester and evaluate it case by case. But there's just tons of projects that we would cost share.
I think it's really interesting the way that that forestry has kind of moved away from let's get some trees in the ground to what does this ground want in the way of trees?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that a good friend of mine, John Allmendinger, has been active in that area for a long time. And it's not so simple as just saying, well, I want to plant a bunch of pines. You have to determine whether or not the land you're on is going to be amenable to that project. And I think that's where the foresters come in.
Yep, we've gotten so much better, as you mentioned, about growing the right trees on the right soil, you know, on the right site. And we have a lot more tools available to us now to help evaluate these tracts of land to determine what the right trees are for growing in a certain spot, both now and then in the future in the face of climate change.
I've heard recently that, there was an article in the paper not too long ago about the tamaracks and the larch beetle that is menacing them. And I'm wondering if you guys are taking that into consideration, and if if I have some land that's on the low side, is there a chance to do something with that land other than just kind of let the tamarack beetles have the tamarack and wait and see what happens?
Yep, that's a great question, and we'll learn more about that on the 7th. In the morning, we have a speaker on forest health, but larch beetle conundrum kind of brings forward the importance of industry market in Minnesota, and the ability to manage for these insect and disease outbreaks is really dependent on a mill being willing to buy those trees or that lumber. And that's one of the things we've run into here in Minnesota is all these vast swamps are just being attacked by larch beetle, and we're having trouble selling those trees to try to slow down that outbreak.
Is your pallet company, Savannah Pallets, are they buying some of that kind of wood?
To my knowledge, I don't know if they use a ton of tamarack. They use a lot more hardwood species like oak, aspen, birch, but then I think they're also buying quite a bit of pine as well now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Troy Holcomb and finding out about this event going on at the McGregor Community Center on December 7th, the Aiken County Private Woodlands Committee Winter Tour. In the early part of the day, the agenda is these talks that you've mentioned on wildlife habitat and forest health, and then it's a field trip, and John mentioned Savannah Palace, but what kind of things will people be seeing in the afternoon?
Yep, so after we have lunch, we'll get a chance to load up on the buses and go to some actual private land where landowners are taking matters into their own hands, and they're motivated and they're going through with projects such as thinning their red pine plantations to keep them healthy. And then also an interesting spot, there's a lot of focus across northern Minnesota lately on golden wing warbler, typical songbird that spends their summers here, but then migrates to southern South America. And we have some of the best populations of golden-winged warblers here in Minnesota, and a lot of habitat work is being done on private land to keep that going, to increase golden-winged warblers. So we'll have to check that out as well.
So how many people can attend? Are you looking for more to come?
Yep. Yep, so registration that Friday the 29th. I'd encourage anyone who's interested to call and sign up.
Okay, so and do you have to live in Aiken County to come?
We're interested in helping.
Oh, we're losing you, Troy. But thank you so much for the conversation today. We appreciate it. That's Troy Holcomb, and we've been learning about this event coming up on December 7th. It's at the McGregor Community Center. It's part of the Aiken County Private Woodlands Committee, their winter tour. And you don't have to be from Aiken County.
No, you can come from anywhere that you would like to join them. It's going to be in McGregor, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to RSVP by the 29th of November, and we will have that information on our website later this morning.
Right, or so, you can give us a call as well.
Or you can call us, and we will get you the information you need. It looks like a great program, and if you are a landowner in northern Minnesota and would like to learn more about how you can increase the value of your land, both for wildlife and for yourself, this might be a great place to start.
Call us for more information, 800-662-5799.